Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was laughing with one of our callers for Fast Five today because Josh had an awesome weekend, went to a couple sporting events, hung out with his sexy, sexy girlfriend, went to some bars downtown. Katie was out tearing it up at the Sublime concert.
Woo! Night two was perfect.
And I went carpet shopping, so. Oh, marriage.
We win, Josh.
Easily. Marriage.
Easily. Yeah. No, we definitely won the weekend
because I had so much fun. I got to leave Nicole, you guys.
Jeremy, Saturday into Sunday, I stayed up till 3 in the morning. Morning. That's when I usually wake up.
I learned all about nylon fibers.
I heard
about pet stain technology.
I was like, I really am just living life, just grasping it by the horns. And
I saw your Instas. I saw your Instagrammies.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
On your journey to become an influencer.
Well, you know,
you looked really, really happy.
I was really happy.
You looked really happy. It was beautiful views there.
It was the perfect night.
And you had the major contact high.
It was, the vibes were so high. The vibes were higher than your mother-in-law's cholesterol. I just want to point that out. The vibes were great. But I just want to, you know, it was a bucket list moment for me because to be not only out at the best venue in the whole world,
but
to see my favorite band of all time and to be surrounded by like-minded people. I mean, first of all, I just want to say
I have never been
at Red Rocks when it was that busy.
Okay.
It was insanely packed. Like, so much so, somebody that I was going to meet there couldn't even find parking, not only at Red Rocks, but down in the town of Morrison.
Oh, they good were, luck finding any parking
they
down there.
They were, going to go park and then Uber their way up, and they couldn't even find that. So it was the busiest I had ever seen Red Rocks. And
did
so,
you say you had to get there crazy early and it was still full?
Well, because Sublime didn't even take the stage until 10 o'clock, and there were two openers on Saturday night, and 7 o'clock, we showed up while the first opener was still performing, and all of the seats in general admission had been taken. The sides there by all the trees and everything were starting to fill up. And anyone who knows Red Rocks knows that you can kind of trickle in there about an hour before the headliner gets on and you should be okay. That was not the case Saturday night. And I don't know how it worked Friday night. I know Friday night was pretty busy as well, but Saturday night, it was like standing room only. It was just so packed. And so we made our way around the venue, and we looked at all the seats in general admission and couldn't find anything, so we started to look on the side spots where the trees are and the ledges where you can sit, and we finally found a place by the tree next to a ledge where the three of us could stand, and we were perfectly fine. There were two women in front of us on the left, and they were sitting on a blanket. And at that point, everyone was kind of looking at him like, you really think you can take up a surface area of a blanket for two of you? Like, that's not happening. And at one point, there was a woman who pushed her way into our territory and started screaming at everybody. She was like, I'm a mom. I'm a mom and my children need to sit on the ground. You need to move out of the way. I'm a mom. And we're all looking at her because we're like, we're all moms.
Whoa, crazy lady.
I left my kid at home for this exact reason, so I didn't have to scream at people and tell them I was a mom. Like, what are you doing, lady, you know? And so she was causing quite the ruckus, so much so that my friend next to me looked at me and she's like, am I doing something wrong? And I was like, do you want me to stand next to her? And she's like, I do. And so I stand next to this woman and I just look at her. I was like, lady, we're all moms. I get it. Like, we want your kids to be safe. Like, let's go. Moms rock out. And so we like fist pumped, right? Like, everything's cool. Like, we're cool. Her children are sitting on the ground.
How old are these?
Kids are like 15. So they're teenage
children. They don't care
about they're not small children.
They're not small children. One of them's holding a stuffed animal, but they're still teenagers.
Well,
they're still teenage children, okay? So after the last band before Sublime comes out, Pepper was on the stage, right? And so everybody, again, we are packed in, and these people in front of us have their blankets, and everybody's cool with it for a second. But when that band gets done, and they're starting to wait for Sublime to come on stage, these two groups of people do the weirdest thing. These two groups of people, the two girls on the left, they stand up, and they walk away. and leave their blanket on the ground, thinking that their blanket is going to save their spot in a
group, what did they do? Go
in
pee?
A venue full of people.
Nope.
That have no, they don't know who you are. The mom with the two kids did the same thing. Put a blanket down and walked away.
Well, they had to go get drinks and snacks.
But here's the thing. So they walk away, and there's two blankets on the ground. It is me and my friends, the front lines of this blanket, and the people behind us are pissed. We start hearing them. We're like, are they taking up the whole space for those blankets? Are those girls holding the place for those girls? Like, all of a sudden, they think we're with these people. And so I turn around and I tell the people behind me.
I'm a mom.
The people behind me. I'm like, we're not with them. Like, we're just standing here with you guys. Like, they just up and left. It's wild that they just left and nobody
with
their
party. So this was in between acts,
in between Pepper and Sublime taking the stage.
Was Salt there as well?
All right. No. Pepper was the name of the band.
Oh, okay.
So we're just standing there. And again, it is anarchy. It is starting to be anarchy behind us. Like, people are mad. They're like, and
over
finally,
a blanket?
Because they want to move up to that spot. Like, there's people behind me pushing to make their way
up. You can't just move mid-concert, though, can you?
You cannot get up and leave and expect a blanket to save your spot.
I don't like any of this. You can't save your spot with a blanket.
Did they come
back? And don't push your way through.
Well, again, here's the thing.
Did they come back?
They were gone for like 20 minutes.
Well, they had to pee.
Well, that's probably just the bathroom line, to be honest.
Again! You, one of you stays behind and saves your spot.
That's concert etiquette.
Everybody got up and
really?
Left. And
I've
there was just blankets saving their spot. That doesn't count.
No, so that's GA what, concert etiquette right there.
The general admission. If
two
you
people
have a
go,
seat,
one person
yeah,
stays
if
behind.
If you have a seat, that's fine. You can go and use the bathroom and your seat is
Did
saved.
You kick
but
the blanket?
This is general admission. Well, here's the thing.
You kicked
the person behind me, because, okay, so in front of them, there's like slivers of dirt where the blanket it's not touching, and people start standing there.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden, people are now standing in front of me because they see a little area, and I'm like,
hold on. You're like, people, I'm a mom.
I know. Well, I'm just like, people are going to start standing in front of me now. I'm not going to let that happen.
Why are so many people moving?
Because, Jeremy,
you're not allowed
this
to
place,
move.
Are you kidding
me? It's between
general
acts.
Admission. It's
yeah, but you go
admission.
Back to your same spot.
No. Jeremy, you need okay.
You can't
hey, remember,
move.
These people
listen
were
to
all
the story.
High.
You can't
listen,
move.
Okay.
They were high, and they had to go to the bathroom. It's no different than like wandering into Easter service at church and throwing a jacket down on the pew there and saving your spot.
No.
Wandering off to
Jeremy,
get your coffee.
This is Red
One's
Rocks,
a church venue.
The biggest show that Sublime has. You think you can put a blanket down and that's going to save your spot?
If you were
well,
there for
the
an hour and a half beforehand
Jeremy,
in that
we
spot.
Were there before that mom. And she elbowed her way up to try and get that space. And I'm going to tell you again, my friends and I were standing in front of this blanket, and it's not like we just immediately rolled up and took their spot.
Yeah.
It was because the people behind me finally said, if you don't move up, we're moving in front of you. And so I was like, you're not moving in front of me. So all of us moved up. I said we need to save room for those two girls and crazy mom just in case she wants to throw some bows. Like, let's save some spots for them.
But not
but
all
not
of it.
The whole surface area of a blanket for two people.
So did they
and
fold
so
the blanket up?
We tried to calm the crowd and just get everybody on the same page. And when those two girls came back.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
What happened?
The two girls were fine after a while. You could tell they were a little irritated at first. But once we explained to them, like, listen, like, those people were going to take your spot altogether. We talked them into letting you have a spot saved because y'all just left. Do you
was
not
this
know?
Their first concert
there was
ever?
No fight.
Said,
like, there was no
like,
fight?
You can't. No. But mom came back, Jeremy. I didn't get to mom yet.
Oh, there's
so
more?
All of a sudden, you hear behind me because, again, me and my friends, we are front of line now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So behind me, all of a sudden, I hear, I'm a mom! I'm
oh,
a mom!
No.
My kids need to sit on the ground. My kids need to sit on the ground, blah, blah, blah. And I am about ready. And all of a sudden, I hear someone behind me start to rip into this mom. And then the whole crowd just starts ripping into the mom and telling her that she doesn't need her kids sitting on the ground. There's so many people in this concert. We are packed. I mean, it is elbow to elbow. And people are finally telling this mom, why'd you even bring your kids to Sublime? If you wanted them to sit, you should have bought reserved seating. This is general admission. So I didn't really have to say anything. But it was kind of intense for a moment. And it just brought up a great discussion. Like, what is the etiquette at Red Rocks when it comes to that? Someone stays behind and saves your spot if it's GA. You don't just get to put a blanket down and expect people to respect that. That's not it. That's not it,
no,
right?
It's the same thing at, like,
Someone
Fiddler's
stays
Green.
Behind.
Yeah.
What kind of blanket was it?
It was just like a fuzzy blanket. Like just a fuzzy blanket that you would like a throw blanket. You know what I mean?
If it's a heavy wool blanket, I think you're fine.
No, I don't think the size or the type of the blanket matters. I think it is complete etiquette when it comes to concerts. Because again, I'm supposed to stick up for this blanket party? Like, it's my job to fight the crowd and tell them, no, their blanket means they
no, you could have just...
The crowd was turning against me, thinking I was with blanket peeps. I wasn't with blanket peeps! That wasn't me! Like, I'm just trying to enjoy the show!
My carpet shopping doesn't seem so bad now, honestly.
Join you?
I'll be honest with you. It's nice and relaxing. Oh, no issues.
It turned out to be a great show.
Can I see a picture of the blanket?
It turned out to be a fabulous show. So, just so you know.